WildTalkRadio.com.
All right. It's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, it's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's here. He's in it.
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
The guy in the intro may not be here, but we are here. This is a Raw Post Show presented, as always, by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, to talk all things post-WrestleMania edition of Raw. Oh, post-WrestleMania Backlash edition of Raw. Those are two separate things. Anyway, I'm Sir Rockin, that's Lindsay Ward.
We're here. It's the WrestleMania Backlash episode. Woo!
It's okay.
I'm so tired. I'm just ready to give up at this point. Like, fuck.
He'll be back.
He's never coming back.
He'll be back.
He's never ever, if you don't know who I'm talking about, it's Bray Wyatt. He's never coming back. Ever. He's not coming back to my TV. Like, I just feel abandoned at this point.
He didn't abandon you.
He didn't abandon me. WWE Creative abandoned him, which then abandoned me. That's what happened.
Just letting her get it out of her system before we get into the show.
Just go into the show. It's gonna come and go. Also, why can I not find shorts that are, like, a medium length? Like, what the hell? Can I please not get shorts that are either down to my knees or up to my crotch? Is that so difficult for people to do? Where is the nice, like, slightly above the knee shorts? Where are they? I cannot find them.
You know who probably has that problem? Omos. And he was in the corner of AJ Styles, who took on Elias on Monday Night Raw. Solid match. AJ won by DQ.
Yeah, it was a good match. It was entertaining.
And then Omos had a chase to Jackson Riker, then Elias away.
It was very awkward.
Very, very awkward. But it's good to see AJ still on television with Omos, and yeah, all that fun stuff. Angel Garza beat Drew Gulak and then shove a rose down his throat.
At least it was better than up the butt. I will give them that.
We'll indeed give them that. Akira Tozawa beat R-Truth for the WWE 24/7 Championship. Yep, it's back.
Truth had a nice little break. Now they're back. It's great.
Then he lost the belt.
You know, like you do.
That happened. We had, let's see, where should we go? We had last night, this is the theme for things, an open challenge, where Ricochet accepted the open challenge of Sheamus. This led to a rematch on Raw. As I said last night, it would happen. So Ricochet stole the jacket and hat of Sheamus last night and came to the ring with it, and they had a really good match tonight on Raw, like they did last night on the kickoff show, and Sheamus would get his stuff back and get a win over Ricochet.
I like this. I enjoyed it. If you let Ricochet be Ricochet, he's really, really good. Sheamus is feeling the character. He's feeling his own. They had a nice, really good back and forth. They were a little rough with each other, but they still let Ricochet hit all his moves. There's one spot on the outside where you're like, oh God, why? Y'all are gonna hurt yourselves. But other than that, this was really good. Very, really enjoyed this.
So Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville were backstage talking with Lana and Naomi and Mandy and Dana, and they were arguing who should get the next title shot at the women's tag team titles. And Charlotte then interjected herself, and you were like, "You guys had a million chances, and you blown them all." And someone chimed back, "Like you did last night," said Dana.
Oh.
Ooh. So the girls left, and Charlotte's there talking with them. She deserves a match against Rhea. She wasn't pinned, therefore she didn't lose. Deville said the decision wasn't hers. They would take it out on her advisement. And then Rhea showed up, and she's basically saying that, Charlotte is, yesterday's news. She's waiting to watch the queen fall from her throne.
And it's kind of happening.
It is. It really, really is. So we had Charlotte and Asuka, as always, a really good match. And with some distraction from Rhea, Asuka beat Charlotte.
Rhea was really feeling herself tonight. She's really having fun tonight. I mean, Asuka and Charlotte is always good. You can't knock it at all, but Rhea sitting at ringside kind of giving Charlotte crap, distracting her, rooting for Asuka. It was all really very entertaining. I like that we are now doing things with Rhea Ripley. Thank you very much. I like that she's kind of a little petulant towards Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
It plays very well into her character and the overall look, where it's like Charlotte's very poised and dignified 95% of the time. And then you have Rhea just being basically a dick in all the best possible ways.
Yep. Which is good.
Mm-hmm. Which is very good.
Backstage, Kevin Patrick was talking to John Morrison. Morrison was wanted to know what happened last night. And Morrison said he has this rotting feeling inside of it, and he feels like he's dead inside. He said, "The Miz may never be the same, and therefore tonight he's dedicating his match to Miz's memory."
Absent chat for Miz.
As Damian Priest took on John Morrison in a traditional lumberjack match.
No zombies.
No zombies. There was a hell of a superplex to the outside where it's like, that they didn't catch him. He took an actual superplex to the floor.
Yeah, that was pretty sick looking, and I hope everybody's okay after that. But yeah, like, this was basically a rehash of last night, minus the zombies, which anybody that knows me knows I do not like the zombies, so that was really not appreciated at all.
We had Nikki Cross at ringside as a lumberjack tonight.
I loved her so much. She was such a good little lumberjack. She's like cheering everybody on. Fights are breaking out, and she's like, yeah!
Shelton and Cedric got into it, and then they got into it more backstage, where Benjamin laid out Alexander.
With a really solid shot to the jaw, like, dang.
He dropped him, so, you know, it was fine.
It was fine. It was really fine.
So we mentioned the tag team titles. We have a tag team title match to discuss, but before we discuss the tag team title match, we had the playground with Alexa Bliss. Her guests were Natalya and Tamina, and she was talking about Tamina's first title win. It's super duper. Tamina's like, "Can we leave now?" But I haven't asked the tough questions. Like, what's your favorite color? Now I had to sit there and think, pink. To me, it's like black and blue, because that's what will happen to you if anything gets weird. Alexa's like, "That wasn't very nice." But to me, it was lucky that Lily liked her and brought up the way she took out Reginald a couple weeks ago. Tamina said she would have no problem doing it again if he gets involved in their match tonight. And then, Alexa's talking to Lily, and all of a sudden, the champs disappear, and she wished them good luck, and she would be watching. And boy, was she watching, as it was the tag team title match, Natalya and Tamina versus Shayna and Nia, and flames. We got all the flames.
I feel like Tamina would survive the horror movie.
Mm-hmm. She would. Reginald took the flames.
So, I have a theory about this, because The Fiend was all about revenge.
Oh, Natty and Tamina kept their titles. Continue.
Yeah, they won. The Fiend was all about revenge, so in theory, Alexa Bliss and Lily, because there is no secondary character or name to the secondary character beyond Lily, are going for revenge in a similar fashion. And we weren't sure who she was going for. She's kind of been dropping hints. Tonight was a little bit more obvious in terms of who she's going for. She's targeting Reginald, which means she's targeting Nia. That's my theory. Which would make sense, because the two had a feud a few years ago. They used to be friends, which means, and Nikki Cross is recently making a return to TV, which means Nikki Cross at some point could be in Alexa's sights as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically she's going to go for everybody that's wronged her, everybody that's hurt her, which could be a large portion of the women's division. until she gets to basically her version of Randy Orton, which we don't know who that is. Unless that is Nikki, but I don't think so. But it could also be Bray, if he ever shows back up on TV. You know, because he's never coming back. He's not coming back.
Do we have to make the milk carton and put his face on it yet?
Give it a couple more weeks, and yeah, we'll probably have to put the milk carton back out.
Okay.
Yep.
Just wondering. So, Matt Riddle found the New Day, and he sent them a letter, because he found a snake. They're interested in the snake. And they're all, Randy Orton walked up, and there's the two-headed snake. Randy Orton was there because he thought Adam Pearce was going to be there. So, Riddle said he stretched the truth to get them all together, because he wants them to be on a good terms, because, you know, what happened? Orton's like, that's not going to happen. And New Day is like, we won't accept his apology because it's Randy Orton. And Kofi warned Riddle to watch himself, or he may end up on the receiving end of an RKO. And Kofi and Orton agreed to a match tonight. So they had their match.
By the way, Kofi talking smack to Orton is my favorite song ever.
Mm-hmm. And Kofi's or Xavier's musical talents paid off with the trombone, distracted Randy Orton, and Kofi Kingston got the win. Afterwards, Riddle was trying to be peacemaker, and Orton left, and Riddle was talking to both of them, and then Woods grabbed Riddle's arm, and Riddle shoved down Xavier. So is Matt Riddle finally learning from Randy, and, you know, not being so cool, bro?
Well, I mean, awkward situation. He's trying to make it work with Randy. Randy doesn't really want to participate in anything or be involved in anything. So, you know, there's that complication. And it's like, what do you do in that instance? So Riddle may have to get a little bit more aggressive to hang with Randy. Although there was a moment where it's like Riddle and Kofi and Xavier are all like arguing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like yelling at each other. And you just see Randy like behind them, like just doing his Randy thing. I don't even know how to describe it, where basically he looks like he's getting ready to commit a felony.
I mean, it works. So the theme of the night is an open challenge. Bobby Lashley came out tonight and was in a good mood. He had his ladies with him, all excited. MVP talked about how Strowman's hurt. Lashley is also hurt because he hurt his fist by destroying his challengers. And he's like, hey, Bobby's like, was in a good mood. We're going to do an open challenge. Drew McIntyre quickly came out and accepted the challenge. And MVP was like, you didn't let me finish. What's actually going to happen is it's an open challenge to anyone other than McIntyre and Strowman. And then Lashley went after McIntyre, who ducked and got laid out Lashley. So there was that. Throughout the night, we had different people accept the challenge, including Mason T-Bar. They accepted it. Damian Priest accepted the challenge. So it was like everyone's accepting the challenge. But you gotta be the first one there. And the first one there was Kofi Kingston. So they make that big old entrance and do the thing. It's for the WWE Championship. And then they're like, wait. We never said it was for the title. And to be fair, they never said it was for the title. Cause you could see the look on Lashley's face like, not to Kofi. No, he wasn't worthy. So they had a match, pretty good match between the two men. Woods saves his buddy, pulls him down off the shoulders of Lashley. Referee then gets rid of Woods, which allowed a distraction, which saw Drew McIntyre grab the cane of, MVP, whack Lashley in the head, roll up by Kofi, 1, 2, 3, Kofi beats the WWE champion.
This was nice. This was really well done. I really liked this. Xavier did his job very well tonight. Kofi did his job very well tonight. I mean, just everybody involved did a really wonderful job. I like how Drew was like, oh, okay, so you're just going to cut me out. Well, I'm just going to make sure then that you lose. So peace out. Bye.
This was the first time Lashley has been pinned since January, 4th. About 5 months. Not bad.
Not bad.
Two distraction finishes for Kofi tonight.
Not bad.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Look, when you have Xavier Woods on your crew, it's kind of like you do the thing.
Indeed, you do. So, with that, I think that's Raw. It was a better show than last week.
This was a better show. This was a more entertaining show. Then last week, I did like it better. Again, I've already voiced my disappointments about what was not on the show. I will continue to voice my disappointments, so I'm sorry. Y'all just have to keep hearing this until they put his idiot self back on the show. Or he goes to SmackDown. I don't know which. I would actually cry if he kind of went to SmackDown because I drink on Friday nights and I'll never see him again. Except on replays, so... But then again, drunk Firefly Funhouse shenanigans are always fun.
They were fun for a while.
Yeah, they were. So, we'll see. I don't know.
But this has been the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio. And we're getting about 8 minutes or so from this live broadcast. You can check out the Raw Character Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 2, Episode 20, the season finale of Ms. and Mrs. It's V-Day.
It's V-Day.
Thursday night, we will be live 10 p.m. Eastern with The Rack.
Tune in as we review WrestleMania! We'll also have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Check out our interviews with Drew McIntyre and Renee Paquette, now available Saturday night, midnight, another edition of CB Radio. WrestleTalk Radio will return on May 30th with an all-new episode. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are Epic partners.
Ding.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz M. Ward or at Linz Ward, LINSWARD.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack and right back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Along there is the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.